请大家和我一起翻开马可福音第二章。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 2.
马可福音第二章，我们要从十三节看到第十七节。
Mark chapter 2, we shall read verses 13 to 17.
马可福音第二章十三节。
Mark chapter 2, verse 13.
耶稣又出到海边去，众人都救了他来，他便教训他们。
He went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them.
耶稣经过的时候，看见亚勒非的儿子利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。
And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting by at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him.
耶稣在利未家坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟从耶稣。
And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him.
法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他们说：“他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？”
And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
耶稣听见，就对他们说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
这是马可福音当中关于耶稣呼召当税吏的立位的一段记载。
This is Mark's writing regarding Jesus calling Levi the tax collector.
这个利未实际上就是马太福音的作者马太。
This Levi was really Matthew, who is the human writer of the Gospel of Matthew.
顺便说一下，这段经文我们也可以在马太福音第九章九到十三节、路加福音第五章二十七到三十二节看见平行的记载。
On a side note,This scripture can also be found in the parallel passages of Matthew chapter 9 verses 9 to 13 and Luke chapter 5 verses 27 to 32.
但是整个故事的重点不是在利未或者在就是马太的身上。
But the main point of the story was not about Levi or Matthew himself.
而是透过耶稣呼召利未的这件事情，他宣告了一个关于福音的重要真理。
But it's about an important truth by Jesus of his gospel in this calling of Levi.
这个真理就是耶稣在第十七节所总结的。他说：“我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人悔改。”
This truth was summarized by Jesus in Verse 17, where he said, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
换句话说，那些可以承受永恒生命、得蒙神的约纳、进入他荣耀国度、得享救赎恩典的人们，并不是可以靠自己赚取来的。
In other words, the people who can receive eternal life, who are the only people who can be received by God,who are the only people who can be received into his glorious kingdom, and the only people who are given salvation, they are not people who earn it.
唯有那些照神的标准清楚地确认自己是罪人，并且在耶稣基督面前悔改的人才能得着。
But only those people who are self-defined sinners according to divine definition,and have repented before Jesus Christ, can receive it.
因此，信耶稣的首要关键，就是认清自己是一个 头彻尾的罪人。
Therefore, the essence of believing in Christ is believing, first of all, that you are a sinner.
毫无盼望，软弱无助，也不能靠自己的任何工作或行为赚取救赎的恩典。
Being hopeless and helpless, and not redeemable by any of your own works.
透过对马可福音的查考，实际上从第二章开始，我们就进入了主耶稣在地上传道事工的一个重要时期。
In our study of Mark, we are entering into a very important portion of our Lord's earthly ministry from chapter 2.
从这段时期啊，就是从第二章开始，我们看见主耶稣的传道事工仍旧以加百农为中心。
During this time, which is from chapter 2, Capernaum was still the base for our Lord's ministry.
不过，耶稣在这里，在加百农所做的这些事情呢，按照今天的话来说，已经产生了一个极大的叫做名人效应。
However, what Jesus had done in Capernaum, which is according to today's terms,He has achieved the status of a celebrity effect in this sense.
无论他走到哪里，总是有大批的民众聚集与簇拥，想要看他的神迹，想要听他讲道。
Wherever he goes, the people will flock to him to witness his miracles and to hear his message.
从刚刚所读的这段经文，我们看到耶稣有出到加利利海边。
From the text that we have just read, Jesus went out again beside the Sea of Galilee.
马可说众人都救了他来，也就是说加百农的人们都簇拥在他的身边，想听他所说的，看他所行的。
And Mark said that all the crowd was coming to him.This means that the people of Capernaum flocked around him to hear what he will say and to see what he will do.
这个情况从一个方面来说，叫我们看到主耶稣的事工开展得很顺利。
On one hand, we see that the ministry of our Lord Jesus is doing very well.
耶稣传道的时候，犹太人都非常激动地跟随他。
The Jews were excitedly following Jesus as he ministered.
但是从另外一个方面来看呢，也随着耶稣基督的传道事工不断的发展，犹太宗教领袖与耶稣之间的冲突也不断的产生。
But on the other hand, as Jesus' ministry develops, conflict begins to develop between the religious leaders and himself.
事实上从我们刚刚就是过去两个礼拜我们查考的马可福音第二章第五到第十二节，我们看到这些宗教领袖们已经被冒犯。
In reality, from our study for the past two weeks of Mark chapter 2 verses 5 to 12, these religious leaders were already offended by Jesus' actions.
因为从这些经文当中，我们看到耶稣非常明确地表明他自己的身份，就是神在肉身显现。
Because in those verses, Jesus had made it clear about his identity as God himself in the flesh.
不仅仅耶稣宣告他有赦免人罪的权柄。
Not only did Jesus declare that he has the authority to forgive sins,
并且透过还记得吗？看得见的神迹，将看不见的赦罪权柄显明了出来。
And revealing this invisible authority to forgive through visible miracles.
他这样做，他的目的非常清楚，也叫人无可推诿。
For the purpose of that man shall be without any excuse.
不但如此，尤其是耶稣受到了广大犹太群众的接纳与拥戴。
On top of this, especially of the fact that Jesus was popular amongst the Jews,
他的名声，他的声望实在太高了，以至于犹太的领袖们感到非常没有面子，丢失了面子。
His popularity was so great to an extent that the Jewish leaders felt a great loss of face.
现在这帮犹太领袖，他们的眼光盯上了耶稣，试图呢去找一些借口来攻击耶稣，攻击他的事工。
And now these Jewish leaders were watching Jesus, trying to find some reason to attack his ministry.
他们一直在暗地里面试图从他们不喜欢的一些事情上收集并罗织控告主耶稣的借口。
They're stealthily looking for faults that they do not like, and they're collecting and fabricating excuses to accuse our Lord Jesus.
因此，从这个时候开始，一直到，也就是说从第二章的开始，一直到第三章的第五节，他们确实罗织了一系列毁谤耶稣的罪名。
Beginning from here, which is the beginning of chapter 2, and continuing all the way to Mark chapter 3, verse 5, they truly have fabricated a series of scandals.
这里包括了什么呢？包括了毁谤耶稣与罪人的关系，毁谤耶稣冒犯了圣礼，毁谤耶稣冒犯了安息日的条例等等。
Which includes scandals over Jesus and his relationship to sinners, scandals over certain sacraments, and scandals over the Sabbath.
这些毁谤的罪名不断的堆积，以至于到了第三章第六节，犹太人的领袖已经就想要置耶稣于死地了。
These scandals have culminated to an extent that in Mark chapter 3 verse 6, the Jewish leaders were looking for a way to put Jesus to death.
马可福音总共十五章，十四章的时候我们看见，马可福音十六章到十五章的时候耶稣受难，但是你知道吗？第三章第五节。他们已经都想好，第三章的第六节，他们已经都准备好要把耶稣杀了。
There's a total of 15 chapters in the Gospel of Mark, and we see him being persecuted in chapter 14. But beginning from chapter 3, verse 6, we already see that the religious leaders were looking for a way to put him to death.
请大家可以跟我一起看一下马可福音第三章第六节。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 3, verse 6.
这里说法利赛人出去从同西律一党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
It says here, the Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against Jesus, how to destroy him.
好，那我们现在回到第二章来。
Let's come back to chapter 2.
十四节，耶稣经过的时候，看见亚勒非的儿子利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。
Verse 14 says, and as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him.
请注意，耶稣不是随便到处走，耶稣不是来散步才看见利未的。
Please take note that Jesus wasn't walking around casually before happening to come across Levi.
我们知道耶稣来到世界上是带着神的使命来的。
We know that Jesus was on a divine mission wherever he goes.
耶稣所到之处，成千上万的人簇拥他，但是他特别地注视到了坐在税关上的利未。
Crowds of people were surrounding everywhere he goes, and yet he locks his sight onto Levi at the tax booth.
马可特别说明利未是谁啊？是亚勒非的儿子利未。
Mark has specified that who was Levi? Levi was the son of Alphaeus.
圣经没有给我们任何关于亚勒斐的任何背景资料。
The Bible did not give us details about Alphaeus.
但是从利未这个名字来看，很可能他是以色列人利未支派的后裔。
But based on his name Levi, it was highly possible that he was from the Israelite tribe of Levi.
他很可能是照着将来要进到圣殿里面去侍奉，或者按照文士的要求接受训练。
He would have been raised to serve in the temple, or he would have been trained in the scriptures to be a scribe.
无论如何，我相信利未的父母亲在儿子的身上寄托了很大的期望。
Regardless, I'm sure that Levi's parents had great expectations for their son.
但是事实是如何呢？事实上，利未成了一个犹太人眼中背叛家庭、背叛国家、背叛神的一个叛徒。
But in reality, Levi had become a traitor in the eyes of the Jews, turning his back on his family, his nation, and his God.
利未居然是一个税吏。
Levi was a tax collector.
从历史的角度来看，加百农城正好处在当时东西方的交通枢纽。
From a historical perspective, the city of Capernaum geographically was central to traffic between east and west.
你知道吗？从大马士革，比如说从大马士革要前往耶路撒冷的那条大篷车可过的，像今天的 highway 啊，叫大篷车路。必定要从那里经过。
For example, the caravan paths, like the motorway today, from Damascus to Jerusalem, these paths were passed there.
由于它是地处两个行政管理区域的交界处，所以加百农成了设置关卡、收税的绝佳地方。
And being an area where two administrative districts overlap, Capernaum was an ideal place for tax collecting.
所以利未，像利未这样的税吏呢，就可以拿着罗马政府的大旗当虎皮。中国人说拿大旗当虎皮，在道路、桥梁、码头向过往的客商收取各种各样的税收。
And in using the name of the Roman government, he collects on imports and exports on bridges, roads, and harbors.
他可以照着车马的马车的这个车轴数量来征税，一根轴的、两根轴的，所以两根轴属于载重的啊。他可以按照车马车的车轴数量来征税，或者按照驴马的腿的数量来征税，一条腿征多少钱？你一匹驴子或者马四条腿，那就征四个税。这个都是历史上有记载的。
He would tax the number of axles on the wagon or the number of legs on the donkey.
他也可以按照渔民所捕获的鱼的数量，一条鱼征多少税，甚至呢，连过往的行人，你出去散步路过了都要收税。
He would charge taxes on the number of fish that fishermen caught, and he would even charge a pedestrian tax if someone was out walking.
税吏向他的犹太同伴、用他的同胞强抢豪夺，简直到了无法无天的地步，就好比今天的黑社会。Yeah, 就是这样的。
Just like the modern day mafia.Tax collectors were committing such a lawless act in robbing their own Jewish countrymen.
因此你可以想象得到，犹太人对税吏来说是恨之入骨啊。
As such, you can imagine that the Jews had hated the tax collectors to the core.
你知道吗？在当时啊，犹太人的眼光当中，税吏，当你说某个人是税吏的时候，税吏就是人渣的同义词。
To the Jews back then, when you call someone a tax collector, it was synonymous with the term scumbag.
因此对犹太人来说呢，税吏是什么呢？税吏可以用六个D来形容。
Hence to the Jews, tax collectors can be described by six D's.
所以我们来看看他当时的社会对犹太人来说，这个税吏用哪六个 D， 英文的 D 来形容。
And let us look at the D's that the community back then used to describe tax collectors.
在犹太人的眼光当中啊，税吏是什么呢？第一个 D 是不诚实的人。
In the eyes of the Jews, the tax collectors, the first D is dishonest.
因为他们从来都是收取超额的税收。
Because they were known to overcharge people of the taxes.
我们知道。我以前说过了，在我这里就不再多解释了。他能收多少尽量收，除了他该交给罗马政府的以外，其他都是他自己的。
They would charge the people as much as they could, and when they have given to the government the designated amount, the rest would go into their own pockets.
那么，当有人付不起这个税银的时候，那怎么办呢？
When people couldn't pay their taxes, what will happen?
税吏呢，就会跟这些人说，我可以提供高利息的贷款给你。
The tax collectors would say to them, I can offer you high interest loans.
这就是为什么有一个叫做撒该的税吏，他说我讹诈了谁，就还给谁四倍，那个讹诈就是这样子来的。
Therefore, we know that there was a tax collector by the name of Zacchaeus, where he said, if I had cheated anyone, let me pay him back four times. And this is how he would cheat people.
税吏呢，他们不但向有钱人收取贿赂，并且呢，他会勒索穷人。
They took bribes from the rich and extorted from the poor.
这是第一个D。是不诚实的。第二个 D 呢，他是不忠诚的。
That was the first D, which is dishonest. The second D is disloyal.
尽管他们都是犹太人，但是因为他们替罗马人做工，因此就被犹太人视为叛徒。
Although they were Jewish, they were considered as traitors because they worked for the hated Romans.
他们是一群，刚才说过，他们是一群背叛家庭、背叛国家、背叛上帝的叛徒。
As mentioned, there are people who had turned their back on their family, their nation, and their God.
So, 这是第二个 D. 第三个 D, 他们是不合格的人。
That was the second D. The third D is disqualified.
你知道吗？在当时，税吏是不允许作为证人的，因为没有人会相信他们。
Back then, tax collectors were not allowed to give testimony as witnesses because no one trusted them.
你知道吗？到了一个程度，连他们的十亿奉献都是不被接受。
It was up to an extent that the tithes weren't even accepted.
你知道吗？在旧约圣经要求犹太人一定要拿出十亿的奉献，但是税吏他们的十亿奉献不接受，不被接受。
Back then the Jews were required to pay tithes, but the tithes of the tax collectors were not accepted.
第四个，他们是受鄙视的。
And the fourth D was despised.
税吏不仅被看作与杀人犯、强盗同类。
Not only the tax collectors were classed with murderers and robbers.
然而，比起这些人来说，在犹太人眼光当中，税吏比他们还要糟糕。
But only they were considered worse than them.
犹太人甚至比看不起罗马士兵和官员，更加鄙视税吏。
The Jewish people despise them even more than they do to Roman officials and the soldiers.
有时候小孩子会冲上去对他们吐口水，然后跑掉。
Sometimes children will come up and spit at them and run off.
那为什么呢？因为实际上暗地里就受到。他们父母亲的怂恿。
Because in reality, they were very likely encouraged to do so by their parents.
第五个 D 是他们这些税吏是耻辱的人。
The fifth D, they are disgraced.
往往因为税吏的缘故，甚至连他们的家人也都会受到 社会的排斥。
Oftentimes, because of these tax collectors, their own families would also have been ostracized by the community as well.
他们使得他们的家庭 遭受坏的名声，同时也给他们的家庭带来耻辱。
And they have become a letdown to their families and a source of shame for their families.
最后一个 D， 人们认为做当税吏的是污秽的。
The sixth D， people regarded tax collectors as being defiled.
税吏在犹太人的眼光当中被看作是污秽的人渣，因此他们不被允许进入会堂，更不要想进入圣殿。
Tax collectors were considered as defiled outcasts and were excommunicated from the synagogue and let alone the temple.
根据犹太拉比的说法，税吏是一群毫无希望的人。
According to rabbis, there was no hope for tax collectors.
当然在众多的税吏当中也包括了像利未这样的一个混球。
And of course, the tax collectors include such a loser like Levi.
但是你注意到了没有？看到利未之后，耶稣向他发出了一句非常简短的命令：你跟从我来。
But do you know that upon seeing Levi, Jesus gave him a simple command. He said, follow me.
将一个犹太人所憎恨、所鄙视、所排斥的污秽的人渣，耶稣呼召他有什么用处呢？
How can such a defiled scumbag who was hated, despised and ostracized by the Jewish community be of any use to Jesus?
为什么耶稣要呼召利未呢？
Why did Jesus call Levi?
唯一的一个答案就是出于神的恩典。
The only answer was that it was out of God's grace.
在这里我们看见了一个清楚明确的命令，以及利未随即的顺服。
Here we can see that this is an explicit command and it was immediately obeyed by Levi.
这样的命令暗示着背后的一些原因。
Such a command assumes somethingBehind the scenes.
我们从约翰福音第二章的最后一节，就是约翰福音第二章的二十五节得知，谁也用不着谁见证人怎么样，因为耶稣知道人心里所存的。
We do know from the last verse of John chapter 2, which is chapter 2 verse 25, thatneeded no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man.
那我们在这里稍稍停顿来思想一下。
Let us stop here for a moment and think.
我们刚才提到过，加百农是耶稣早期传道事工的基地，对吧？
As mentioned before, Capernaum was the base for the early stages of Jesus' ministry, right?
利未，这是在这座城里面的税吏，可以说也是一个有点重要的人物，稍稍有点重要的人物。
As a tax collector in this city, it can be said that Levi was quite an important person.
我们可以肯定，利未一定听过耶稣讲道，一定知道他的能力，也知道耶稣所传讲的信息。
We can be sure that Levi had heard Jesus preach. He's well aware of his power and well aware of his message.
我们相信这些都在利未的心中深深的扎下根来。
And we believe that all these have found a place deep in Levi's heart.
我们可以相信他也是一个因着神的恩典而悔改的罪人。
And we also believe that he was a repentant sinner by the grace of God.
他是一个因着神的工作而信靠耶稣的人，是一个内心被主完全改变的一个人。
He was a believer by the work of God and has a heart that the Lord has changed.
耶稣知道这一切。当耶稣对他说你来，你跟从我来的时候，就是耶稣无所不知的体现。
Jesus knew all this. And when he said follow me, It was an illustration of his omniscience.
当利未听到耶稣呼召他的时候，我相信他肯定深深的被震撼。
When Levi heard Jesus calling him, I believe that he must have been deeply shocked.
耶稣居然知道他内心当中所向往的。
Jesus knew exactly what he desired in his heart.
马可说他就起来跟从了耶稣。
Mark said, and he rose and followed him.
路加医生在路加福音第五章补充说明，他说这个利未啊，他就撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。
Dr. Luke added a detail in Luke chapter 5 verse 28 saying, and leaving everything, he rose and followed him.
他就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
Leaving everything, he followed him.
之前我们看见了耶稣呼召了两对的兄弟，就是西门和西门的彼得，西门的兄弟安德烈，还有呢就是雅各和约翰。
Previously we saw Jesus calling two pairs of brothers, who were Simon and his brother Andrew and James and John.
当耶稣呼召这两对兄弟的时候，他们就立刻舍了渔网跟从了耶稣。
When Jesus called these two pairs of brothers, they immediately left their nets and followed him.
但是你要想一想啊，假如你是一个打鱼的，如果有一天你想再回去的话，你总是还有机会回去重操旧业。
But think about this. If you had been a fisherman, you could always go back if you wanted to.
当然了，我们看到耶稣所呼召的这两对弟兄完全没有那样做啊。
But of course, we saw that these two pairs of brothers whom Jesus had called didn't go back at all.
然而利未就完全不一样。
But it was different for Levi.
一旦利未离开了他原来当税吏的这个肥缺，我可以告诉你，有很多其他人虎视眈眈想要取代他的位置。
Once Levi walked away from his tax franchise, I can tell you, the vultures are sitting on the brink waiting to take over this place.
换句话说，打鱼的有可能回去，但是当税吏的利位，他也就不再有可能走回头路。
As a matter of fact, a fisherman can still go back if he wanted to. But this Levi, the tax collector, when he leaves, there will be nothing for him to go back to.
我讲个笑话不在这里面，所以你要测试你一下。所以有一只母鸡啊，跟一只猪出去旅行的时候，看见一个广告牌啊 ，egg and bacon。Egg and bacon sandwich, 5.3.
There was once a hen and a pig who went out walking, and they saw an advertisement that said, "Egg and bacon for $5.30."
这个母鸡就跟猪说，他说，哎，这个我们两个很好的合作，看到没有 ？Egg and bacon 和两个人很好的合作。
And the hen said to the pig, "Look, this is our great cooperation because this we came out with the egg and bacon sandwich."
猪就跟母鸡说啊，他说这个合作啊，对你来说只不过是一个蛋而已，但对我来说，这可是要了我的命啊。
And the pig said to the hen, "Well, this cooperation only required an egg from you, but it's going to cost my life."
所以我想说这个，就你可以看到利未当他放下一切跟从耶稣的时候，他是怎样的一个尾声。
Therefore, from this, we can see Levi's commitment when he left everything behind to follow Jesus.
他曾经是一个对宗教无动于衷的人，他不在乎社会，不在乎他的社会地位，不在乎他的尊严，不在意别人怎么看他，也不在乎他的声誉。
He used to be a man who didn't care about religion or his place in society or about honor or how people would see him or about respect.
他所在乎的 仅仅是如何向人讹诈更多的钱财，是一个贪婪的一个人。
All he cared was how to get more money from others, and he was as greedy as he could be.
现在，利未回应了耶稣的呼召，他就撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣做他的门徒。
In responding to the Lord's calling, Levi left everything. He rose and followed him to be his disciple.
我不知道你注意到了没有，今天我特别讲到这个题目叫做什么呢？耶稣呼召税吏利未，当税吏的利未。
I'm not sure if you have noticed that as mentioned just now, the title of this sermon is Jesus calling Levi the tax collector.
很有意思的是，假如你去读马可福音，你去读路加福音，我们可以得知这个人的名字就叫做利未。
There's this interesting thing that if you read from the book of Mark and Luke, we know that his name is Levi.
但是你如果去读他自己所写的福音书，从头到尾找不到他叫做利未这个名字的记载。
But if you read the book that he had penned, the gospel book that he had penned, we cannot find any trace of this name Levi.
因为他在那里自称自己是谁啊？马太。
Because there he called himself Matthew.
我们不很清楚他的名字是如何从利未改变成马太的，因为圣经没有记载。
We don't know how his name changed from Levi to Matthew because we don't see any record of this in the scriptures.
但所有的至今为止，所有的圣经学者都接受，利未在得救以后将自己的名字改了，改成了马太。
But all Bible scholars agree that after his salvation, Levi changed his name to Matthew.
并且我们认为他给自己做了一个很好的选择。
And we do know that he has made a good choice for himself.
因为马太这个字啊，这个名字是什么呢？马太就是主所赐的恩典的意思。
Because the name Matthew means the gift of the Lord.
因为他得到了主所赐给的恩典，就是生命救赎的恩典。
For he has been given a gift from the Lord, which is the gift of salvation.
这就是为什么在三本对观福音当中啊，所提到了包括使徒行传所提到了十二使徒的名单当中，没有出现过利未，只有马太。
Which is why in all three synoptic gospels and including the book of Acts, in the accounts which list the 12 disciples, there was no mention of Levi, but only Matthew.
利未只是一个还没得救的那个人。
Levi was that unsaved person.
当他经历了上帝的恩典，得救以后，他说：“我不再叫做利未了，我现在是马太，因为我得了上帝的恩典。”
After receiving the grace of salvation, he calls himself Matthew because he knows that he has received the grace from God.
这里我们可以看到，耶稣看出了马太这个称为马太的利未，后来称为马太的这个利未，内心当中已经认识到了自己的罪。
This tells us that Jesus knew that this Levi, who was Matthew later on, had come to recognize his sin.
这不仅仅是他作为税吏的一个污名，也不仅仅是他不择手段贪财所带来的败坏。
It was not just the stigma of his job as a tax collector, and not just the corruption of his abusive deeds for money.
而是作为他内心当中看到了自己作为一个在神面前凄惨可怜，因违背神的律法而遭定罪之人，那个毫无盼望的光景。
But because of his wretchedness before God as a hopeless, condemned violator of God's law.
这个人他认识到自己是一个彻头彻尾的罪人，知道自己没有任何东西可以被神看重。
This man knew he was a sinner, and he knew there was nothing in himself that would commend himself to God.
他完全是一个毫无盼望、注定灭亡、绝对该死的人。
He was hopeless, doomed, and damned.
并且他信靠，他相信只有耶稣能够赐给他赦罪的恩典。
And he believed that this Jesus is the only one who can give him forgiveness.
因此当耶稣对他说，你跟从我来的时候，他毫不犹豫的放下了一切，离开了税关。
And when Jesus said, follow me, Levi, he got out of that box so fast, and he left it all behind.
就从那一刻开始，过去一直在掌控他生命的任何东西已经对他完全失去了意义。
From that moment on, everything that controlled his life had totally lost its meaning on him.
耶稣基督的赦免在他生命当中已经体现出了永恒的价值。
The forgiveness of Jesus Christ has precipitated its eternal value in his life.
过去那个在人们眼中的叛徒、敲诈、强盗、人渣、贪得无厌的罪人税吏，现在已经成了基督的门徒，以及撰写耶稣基督生平的使徒马太。
And this previous tax collector Levi, who is the traitor, extortioner, robber, outcast, greedy, and abusive sinner.He has now become a disciple of Jesus Christ and an apostle who writes the history of Jesus.
紧接着，耶稣接受了马太的邀请，去到他家里和他一同坐席。
And immediately Jesus accepted Matthew's invite to his home to dine with him.
第十五节，耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。
Verse 15, and as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him.
在这些经文里面，坐席这个字眼连续出现了两次。
The word recline was used twice in this verse.
这个坐席在当时啊所指的是人们斜躺着用胳膊支撑头部呢朝着中间小桌子一起用餐的那个情形。
Reclining refers to the practice of lying on your side while leaning on your elbow with your head by the table.
这是犹太人全然放松长时间享受筵席所采用的姿势。
And this is the posture that people took when they settled in for a long and relaxed meal.
所以当他们说坐席的时候，不像我们今天坐是所谓的坐席是躺着的。
Therefore, when they say recline, it's not like modern day terms where we sit down, but they are actually laying down.
然而对犹太人来说，一同坐席或者一同吃饭还包含着更深一层的含义。
And reclining at table has a deeper significance for the Jews.
那就是我们一般所说的团契的意义或者意思，就代表着一起吃饭的人彼此的接纳。
It is a phrase which means fellowship and is a term of identification and friendship.
就代表着一起吃饭的人彼此接纳的意思。
It means that I accept you and identify with you.
邀请耶稣到他家里一同坐席，是马太告别他过去旧人利未的生活的一个表现。
Hosting Jesus at his own house was an opportunity for Matthew to say farewell to his old life as Levi.
同时，也是将他的朋友们介绍给他生命的主。耶稣基督的机会。
And also as an opportunity to introduce his friends and associates to this Lord of his life.
他的生命被耶稣遇到，蒙耶稣的呼召 他已经从利未变成了马太。
His life has been changed, met by Jesus, called by Jesus, and he has changed to Matthew from Levi.
他要他的朋友们也一同来认识耶稣。
He wanted his friends to meet Jesus as well.
他盼望他的朋友们也在他们的生命当中经历相同生命中彻底改变的这样一个经历。
He wanted them to experience this same radical change of life that he himself has experienced.
马太不是那种口头上要跟从耶稣，心里却仍旧与耶稣疏远的假基督徒。
Matthew was not one of those false Christians who simply paid lip service to Jesus, and yet their hearts were far from him.
马太也不是那种口头上表示要跟从耶稣，但实际生活当中仍旧与耶稣毫不相关的那种口头基督徒。
Matthew was also not one of those self-professing Christians who profess to follow Jesus and yet live their lives apart from him.
十六节，法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人与病税吏一同吃饭，就对他们说，他和税吏病罪人一同吃饭吗？
Verse 16, and the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples,Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?
其实呢，这是一个具有挑衅性的反问的问题。难道他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？
And now this was a taunting rhetorical question. Why is he eating with the tax collectors and sinners?
这里有一个特别的字眼，法利赛人中的文士。这什么意思呢？就是指那些做法利赛人的文士，他本身有文士，又是法利赛人的这些人。
That's an interesting phrase here, which is the scribes of the Pharisees. It means that the scribes who were Pharisees as well, also meaning they were both scribes and Pharisees at the same time.
这些犹太人的宗教领袖，根据他们所熟知的诗篇第一篇。这诗篇第一篇说什么呢？那不从恶人计谋，不占罪人道路，不做先门人座位的人，是为有福的。
These Jewish religious leaders, based their knowledge of someone, and what does someone says? It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers."
他们打死也不会和税吏并罪人，就是罪人就是税吏的同伙，坐在一起吃饭。
They would rather die than to eat with tax collectors and sinners who are friends of tax collectors.
这个叫做耶稣的人怎么可以这样做呢？
Then how can this Jesus do this then?
他刚刚透过他的能力，就是用那叫摊子起来行走看得见的证据，来证明他就是拥有看不见赦罪权柄的人子。
And he, by his power, had just proved that he is the Son of Man with the invisible authority to forgive sins by the visible evidence of causing a paralytic to rise up and walk.
现在他刚刚不是做得很好，现在却和税吏与罪人一同坐席一同吃饭。
He was doing well before, but now he is eating and fellowshipping with sinners and tax collectors.
哈哈，既然他没有遵守我们所设立的标准，这怎么可能是弥赛亚？怎么可能是神的儿子？怎么可能是天地的主宰？怎么可能是救赎的主呢？
Ha! Since he doesn't even come to the standard that we establish, how can he be the Messiah?Be the Son of God, be the Lord of Heaven, be the Savior.
路加医生在这个地方呢，还特别加上了一个注释。路加福音第五章告诉我们说，法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发怨言。
Dr. Liu added this side note here in Luke chapter 5, saying, "And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled at his disciples."
这个发怨言，我们以前跟大家解释过，原文是 "gonguzo."Gonguzo 什么意思呢？ 就是这个又埋怨发牢骚个不停的意思。
This grumbled, as mentioned before, which is the gonguzo in the original Greek, it means a constant, non-stop grumbling and murmuring.
十七节，耶稣听见就对他们说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”
Verse 17. And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
对于这个文士中法利赛人的反问的问题，耶稣用了两层的意思来回答。
Jesus answers this rhetorical question from the scribes of the Pharisees in two folds.
第一，耶稣说，就像康健的人根本就不需要医生，有病的人才需要医生一样。
Firstly, as Jesus had said, just as those who are healthy do not need a physician, but those who are sick do need a physician.
耶稣一定要寻找医治病人的，医生就是去寻找医治病人的，难道这还不够简单吗？
Doctors go to sick people.Isn't this simple enough?
耶稣就是属灵的医生，他就是属灵的医治者。
Jesus is the spiritual doctor. He is the spiritual healer.
因此，他就必须进到罪人当中去。难道这还不够简单吗？
Therefore, he needs to go to the people who needs to be healed. Isn't this simple enough?
既然文士法利赛人已经看见了这些税吏罪人符合罪人的定义。
And since the scribes and Pharisees had already seen that these tax collectors and sinners fit the definition of sinner,
那么这位拯救罪人的救赎主来到世界的时候，他进入到罪人当中，难道不是合情合理的吗？
Then doesn't it make sense that if the Savior comes, he goes directly to the sinners?
这是第一层的回答。
This is the first fold of the answer.
然而第二层的回答，这是耶稣满带着权柄的回答。
And his second fold is from authority.
他说我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
He said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
路加医生特别加了一个注释，耶稣说我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
Dr. Liu added a side note saying, I have not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance.
耶稣的意思非常清楚，既然你们觉得自己是义人，
Jesus is very clear on this.If you all think that you are righteous,
既然你们自己已经有了好的行为，已经达到了称义的标准，
If you already have your good works and you are confident that you have reached justification,
耶稣说我来不是为了你，我也不能为你做任何的事情。
Then Jesus would say, I didn't come for you. I can't do anything for you.
今天这个真理仍旧没有改变。
Today this truth remains unchanged.
基督的教会不是由好人组成的，而是由坏人组成的。
The Church of Jesus Christ is not made up of good people, but made up of bad people.
不是由那些自己以认为自己为义的人组成的，而是那些自己知道不义的人们组成的。
It is not made up of people who think they are righteous, but made up of people who know they are not.
教会也不是由那些认为自己在上帝面前已经获得被接受的地位的人们组成的。
Nor is it made up of people who have attained a certain acceptable status before God.
而是由那些自己知道永远无法靠自己在上帝面前获得被他接受地位的那些人们组成。
But it's made up of people who know that they can never attain to an acceptable place before God by their own efforts.
准确的说，更加准确的说，教会是由清楚自己的罪、自己的不义、自己的不配，因而在耶稣面前悔改的罪人组成的。
More specifically, the church is made up of bad people who are fully aware of their sin, their unrighteousness, their unworthiness, and have repented before Christ.
就是那些接受了神所赐的义，基督的义，作为恩典的人们。
It's made up of people who have received Christ's righteousness from God as a gift.
而这，伙计们，这就是福音。
And dear folks, this is the gospel.
这就是圣经所启示给我们荣耀的福音。
This is the glorious gospel revealed to us from the Bible.
这个福音就是神接纳凡悔改并相信神所预备救赎道路的罪人。
Which is God receives sinners with repentance and belief in the way God had prepared for salvation.
今天摆在我们面前的问题也很简单。
And this question before us today is also very simple.
你认识到你是需要属灵医生的罪人了吗？
Do you know that you are a sinner in need of spiritual healing?
问题很简单，你悔改了吗？
The question is simple. Have you repented?
阿弥陀祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，透过我们看见你呼召立位的这个过程，我们看见了福音的真谛。 Father, we thank you for your word through the biblical recording. Once again, we see that how our Lord called Levi, the tax collector.And we are once again understand the true meaning of the gospel. 主啊，让我们在座的每一个人，因着在主面前的悔改，接受耶稣基督的救恩，能够完全的、真正的成为你的儿女。Father, I pray that every one of us who truly repent for their sins and accept the way.That you have provided through our Lord Jesus Christ will be saved and become your children entered into your kingdom, into your household. 我们将这一切以及在座的每一个人都恭敬地带到你的面前。 We commit everyone here into your loving hands. 奉耶稣的名祷告， In Jesus' name we pray.Amen.
Amen.